And now, Don Blackwell.
In last week's program, we talked about Christ's resurrection. In today's program, we want to talk about Christ's return. Sometimes it's called the Judgment Day. Christ's second coming will be the day in which He will judge the world. We sing a song sometimes about the day that the Lord will return. And the song says, there is a great day coming. The last verse of the song says, there's a sad day coming. And you know, for some, the day of Christ's return is going to be just that. That is a sad day. But you know, for those who are faithful, the day of the Lord's return will be a day that we can look forward to with great eagerness. In fact, after describing the day of Christ's return to the Thessalonian brethren, the Apostle Paul told them, wherefore, comfort one another with these words, 1 Thessalonians 4:18. What I want to do today is to consider several questions. The first is, will that day be? That is there going to be a day of judgment? Secondly, when will that day be? And finally, what will that day be? What will the day of judgment be like? First, will that day be? In other words, is there really going to be a judgment? Friends, the answer is yes, there will. It is going to happen. The Scriptures affirm over and over and over again. In fact, 370 times in the New Testament, Christ's return is promised. One out of every 25 verses in the New Testament refers to that day, the day of Christ's return, the day of judgment, either directly or indirectly. And not only is it implied, Christ specifically tells us. In John 14:2-3, Jesus said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. Jesus said, I will come again. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the Bible says, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven. And Matthew tells us that that day is going to be a time of separation and a time of judgment. Why is He going to separate them? The answer is for judgment. The Bible absolutely says there's going to be a judgment. Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he has done, whether it be good or bad. Romans 14:12 says, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. There will be a judgment. The second point is, when will that day be? When will the judgment be? Several years ago, I was teaching a class one evening and had made the point that the Lord has set a day for judgment. And a man came to me afterwards and said, where does the Bible say that He has already set a day? And a scripture came to my mind, Acts 17:30-31. The Bible says, in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. Now listen to this. Because He has appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness. Now, when will that day be? You know, this is something that men have been trying to guess for ages. I have a book in my office where a denominational individual has calculated the date that he believed the so-called rapture would occur, and then a date that he believed would be the second coming of Christ. He set the date for the rapture in 1989 and the date for the second coming in 1996. Now, of course, 1996 has come and gone, and the Lord did not come the second time. But He's not the only one. Many books have been written on this subject. Hal Lindsey has made a fortune writing about the second coming of the Lord, and some of his sensational books, such as The Late Great of Planet Earth, have made him rich. The denominational world seems to be infatuated with this idea, and they talk about signs of the times, and they refer to the wars and the rumors of wars, and they tell us that the end of time is near. I heard one denominational preacher on a very popular television program discussing the fact that a satellite had been created, which would enable everyone in the world to see the same thing at the same time, to watch the same thing at the same time. And he said, see, the Bible says when Christ comes again that every eye shall see Him. He said, now we've got the technology and the capability. the end is near. Friends, I do not believe the Lord was waiting for us to create a satellite before He could come again. Friends, the Lord is going to come again, but the fact of the matter is He has not told us when. You may remember a few years ago, a lot of people were thinking that the world was going to come to an end in the year 2000 and that somehow the Y2K problem, talking about this computer glitch, that somehow this was going to be associated with it. But friends, when does the Bible say the end will be? Matthew 24:36 says, "But of that day and hour knows no man." Listen to that again. "But of that day and hour knows no man." No, not the angels in heaven. Friends, that means that all of these people who are guessing are wasting their time. We have no way of knowing. The angels do not know, according to Matthew 24:36. In fact, the Bible compares the second coming of Christ to a thief in the night in 1 Thessalonians 5:2 and 2 Peter 3:10. When does a thief come? He comes when we do not expect it. And that's the point the Lord is making. And so what does that mean to us? Friends, it means that we have to be prepared all the time. Matthew 25:13 says, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." Now that means if you're living in sin, you'd better watch out. You may go to bed this evening and the Lord may come again before the sun rises tomorrow. Or it could be, as James says in James 4:14, you might not live to see tomorrow. The last question we want to ask today is, what will that day be like when the Lord does come? We've already established on that day that we will stand before Him in judgment, that the deeds that we have done in our life will be brought forward, and we will give an account to God. But what's that day going to be like? I want you to use your imagination, and I want you to try to picture that day. I want you to go with me, if you will, to the judgment bar of God. I want you to notice with me that on that day, before I stand to be judged by God, there will be some things that I will have already experienced. Before I am judged by God, I will have already witnessed the angelic creation. Matthew 25:31 says, "When the Son of Man shall come in His glory with all of His holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats." Notice that. All of His holy angels. You know, sometimes in history God has dispatched angels. But when the Lord comes again, it won't be with an angel. The city of God will be emptied of the angelic creation. All of His holy angels will come with Him. And so, before I'm judged, I will have witnessed the angelic creation. But secondly, when our Lord comes again, before I am judged, I will have already heard the shout of the archangel. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the Bible says, "The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God." And at that time, Revelation 1:7-9 says, "Behold, He comes in the clouds, and every eye shall see Him." Friends, there will be no atheist in hell, because before anyone goes to the judgment bar of God, every eye shall see Him. And so Paul wrote of the Lord in Romans 14:11, "Every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess God." And so there will be no atheist in hell, because before any sentencing is done, the Bible says every eye shall see Him. Thirdly, on that great day of judgment, on the day of the Lord, this earth on which we dwell will be burned up and destroyed. 2 Peter 3:10, the Bible says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up." And so on that day, before I stand before God to be judged, I will have already witnessed the angelic creation. I will have already heard the shout and the voice of the archangel. I will have already seen Christ coming in the clouds. And on that day of the Lord, this earth is going to be burned up with a fervent heat. Now let's talk very briefly about the judgment bar of God. I want you to notice that when I go to the judgment bar of God, number one, I will not be alone. Now, why do I say that? I say that because Matthew 10 and 15 says the people of Sodom and Gomorrah are going to be there. Matthew 11, 22 says the people of Tyre and Sidon are going to be there. Matthew 12, 41, the people of Nineveh to whom Jonah preached, they're going to be there. Verse 42 says, the queen of the south, who said of Solomon, the half has not been told, she's going to be there. 2 Timothy 4, 1 and 2 says, the living and the dead are going to be there. Revelation 20 and 12, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Acts 17, 30, and the day in which God shall judge the world. Now I want you to notice, Sodom and Gomorrah, Tyre and Sidon, Nineveh, the queen of the south, the living and the dead, the small, the great, the world, and all. So when I stand at the judgment bar of God, I will not be alone. But friends, I also want you to appreciate with me that when I stand at the judgment bar of God, I will be alone. Now someone might say that's a contradiction, but rather it's actually somewhat of a paradox. Because in the sense that everyone will be there, I will not be alone. But in the sense that I will be judged individually, I will be alone. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. But then notice that he transitions to say everyone, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Friends, there is a day of judgment coming. We don't know when it will be. But I know on that day, I will witness the angelic creation. I will see Christ coming in the clouds. I will hear the trump of God. I will stand before the Lord in judgment. All of the world will be there. And I will be alone in the sense that I will be judged individually for the way that I lived in this life. The question for you today is, are you ready for that day? Are you ready?